It's Throwback Thursday, looking back at some of the best of 2010.
Well, here we are backstage at the 2010 Blues Fest, and I'm sitting next to a living legend, Rodriguez. How are you, mate?
All right, sir.
Great to have you here at the festival again. Welcome back. I believe you have been here before.
I was here in 07, and that was a wonderful time, and it's a different location, so this is like a brand new festival, and tonight's going to be a new stage, because yesterday we played on a different one, and I think this one's a little bit bigger.
So. It is a bit bigger. There was not enough room to get in, because I came a little bit late and tried to get to your show, and I had to stand back a bit, so it's no good.
Okay, well, it's exciting that there's such a good turnout, but the weather's so good. It's a cosmic area, I think.
Because it's renowned for being, it's quite miserable, really, at the Blues Fest in terms of weather, yeah.
I'm lucky then, in that sense.
I'd like to just quickly start maybe a bit of background about your musical career, and I know you got started in Detroit pretty early on, and I'll let you go from there.
All right, well, yes, you're right. I'm born and bred in Detroit, and that, you know, you got me from somewhere, you know what I mean? So there's a... But anyway, I started playing when I was 16. I'm self-taught. I've been at this business a long time. And that's what it takes, really. I think you got to stick with it and do something you want to do, like or love to do and stuff. So there's someone at the door. We're saying yes. Come on in. Let's see, what else? I went around the world in 3 weeks. Let's see, I did Australia, and then after 07, and then I went to Rotterdam. And I deliberately went around the world to tell people I went around the world in 3 weeks, because I'm working on my resume, you know. Yeah, you know what I mean. They can't get around my credits. I've been here in Australia 4 times now, and I've been in South Africa 4 times, twice to Sweden, and I'm getting my credits.
There was a big campaign to find you. Bring you back,
yeah.
And your daughter was the one that stumbled across the web and Find Rodriguez, I believe, was what it was all about.
The theme, yes. Three strangers in South Africa decided to find me: Brian Curran, Craig Bartholomew, and Steven Seigerman, who likes to be called Sugar, or wants to be called Sugar, so Sugar. And they decided to find me, and my daughter saw it through the internet. My daughter's Eva saw it. She's a helicopter pilot, 20 years in the service, and so she came across it because she knows all about these computers and stuff, and so that's how I got the lead, and I've been touring since 98.
Was it a surprise for you that there were so many fans on the other side of the world that love you?
Oh, geez, we played here Wednesday, and 1,200 came out to the show, and it's been a while since I've been here, it's an amazing, and they were in good voice.
Yes.
They sing along, and it's kind of exciting to hear that, I think.
I think I even saw some people bowing at the front with Sugar Man.
Oh, geez, look out. No, they're a very sweet audience, and I'm lucky, and they knew the material, which is fun, you know, and they were moving around a bit, so it's good.
Can you tell me about a couple of songs that came about?
Sure.
How about Sugar Man? How did that come about?
Well, the Sugar Man is a descriptive song, not a prescriptive song. I always make that point, because it just describes a scene, and it was an easy song to write, and I didn't think it was going to get this much attention, but so forth. But it's just a Polaroid of inner city life kind of stuff. So yeah.
Rich folks hoax?
I'm political musical, and it's like social issues such as make me want to write things, and so like that. And if I can't do anything about it, at least I can speak to it, or, you know, throw some notes that way or something. But yeah, it's social themes, some of them, and like that, yeah. But Rich folks hoax is that, surely.
The stage here that we're most excited about is the First Nations stage, paying tribute to all the fantastic Indigenous artists out here. Have you had a chance to hear any of that stuff or hear about the stage?
No, actually, I'm pretty much getting ready for the show, and I haven't been out on grounds yet. But today, you know, we were on at 5, and we'd be off. Maybe I'll get a chance to catch some of the events.
We certainly do appreciate your time.
Oh, listen, thank you, and it's an honor, a pleasure, and privilege. Thank you.
Are there any plans, can I ask you, for bringing out some new songs, new album?
Yeah, well, that's my intent, but right now this is in front of me, that Enlighten the Attic, the record label, has worked real hard to put this out, so that's what I'm presenting. But we got a film coming out, and it's a Swedish film group is going to do it. It's a full-length thing. It's a documentary, and it's coming out in June. And they've worked real hard on it and going all over the world interviewing people and such. And it's coming out in June, so we have that happening in June, you know. And then we're going to Atlanta after this tour, and so we got a few more dates to do.
Well, as I said, he's a living legend. And thank you so much for your time.
Cool, thank you.
That was Throwback Thursday, looking back at some of the best of.